Thank you very much. I really appreciate this very generous introduction from Rochelle, and I want to thank the Iowa Commission on the Status of Women for the 2017 Christine Wilson Medal. It is very humbling to be in this group of previous medal recipients who championed equality and justice in Iowa. I want to congratulate the women who were inducted into the Hall of Fame today, and it's such an honor to stand on the shoulders of women and men who have advanced the status of Iowa's women. I especially want to thank Judy Conlon, who's a 2012 Hall of Famer, who nominated me and worked so diligently to put together the nominating papers and the support letters for this nomination. I also want to send my heartfelt thanks to all those who wrote very sincere and glowing support letters for me. I will always treasure you as my dear friends. And I also want to thank Joy Corning in absentia. She wasn't able to be here because she passed away several months ago. She will be greatly missed. I'm sorry that she wasn't aware of the results of her fine work on my behalf. She was always such a strong advocate for justice and equality and for women's rights in Iowa. But most importantly, I want to thank my family who's sitting right out there. I want to thank my spouse of nearly 48 years. We celebrate our 48th anniversary next week. And our three children, Adam, Beth, and Sarah, and their spouses who have given unflagging support and love to me over the years. I will always be grateful for everything that you mean to me. And I'm grateful that one of my grandchildren is here today. My sister, my niece, my grandniece, and two of my sisters-in-laws are here today. So thank you very much for coming from Illinois all this way to help us celebrate. I very much appreciate that. I didn't know Christine Wilson personally, but I know her daughter, Sarah Wilson, who was friends with our daughters in high school. I also knew and worked with Christine's mother, Margaret Swanson, who was a 2000 Hall of Famer at the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa. Margaret was a grand dame of community service in Des Moines and Republican politics. It is very meaningful to me to have this special connection to the Christine Wilson Award through her daughter and her mother, each exemplary roles of women's equality and justice in the state. I'm extremely proud to have followed in Christine's footsteps. And one thing that I am very proud of personally as a community achievement is the work that I've done to advance gay rights in Iowa. When I served as chair of the Iowa Civil Rights Commission, we successfully fought to expand civil rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Iowans. We took a giant leap forward a decade ago to create a more inclusive and just state by prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. In that same year, we passed legislation to ensure that students, regardless of their sexual orientation and gender identity, are safe in school and therefore better able to learn and be successful. This law protects students based on 17 characteristics, so all students can become the best they can be if there is a welcome and civil school climate for them to learn in. As a matter of simple justice, it's important to treat all persons, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, sex, ethnicity, disability, and age, with the respect and humanity they each deserve. Martin Luther King Jr. said that the arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. In these tumultuous days, that arc may be longer than we like. I have seen too many instances this year that set back equality and justice. The Iowa legislature forced four Planned Parenthood clinics to close and eliminated affordable and accessible reproductive health care and basic preventive services for birth control, mammograms, and STD services for over 14,000 low-income and rural Iowa women. Recent changes in Iowa voting law suppress the vote of low-income, minority, disabled, and elderly voters by requiring a photo ID, and cuts to early voting will impact all of us. Immigrants who are not a threat have been demonized and targeted for deportation in our country, and families have been separated in the process. Jews and Muslims are also demonized and frequent targets of violence, hate, and bigotry in our state and nation. And there is a move to ban transgender equality in the military. I want to thank Senator Ernst and our military leaders who have spoken out against bigotry in the military, and we hope that you will continue to fight to make sure that transgender service people can serve the country that they love. There is no room for prejudice in our armed services. I could go on, but I only have 5 minutes or so. This is very discouraging, I know. Our state motto is, our liberties we prize, our rights we must maintain. Together, let's jump on that arc to help bend it more towards justice. There is much to do. Here are a few suggestions. Volunteer for a group whose work is meaningful to you. Volunteer for a campaign. Seek appointment to local or state boards and commissions. Better yet, run for political office. Today is the 97th anniversary of women's right to vote. Work to improve access to voting. Restore felon voting rights. Fight for women's reproductive health care. Advocate for pay equity for women and a $15 minimum wage. Join the Interfaith Alliance's monthly civil conversations on current challenging issues in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids. Last month, we learned more about economic and educational disparities in the Black community here in Polk County. Black lives matter, and mitigating these disparities are critical for achieving justice. Work with your schools to improve school climate, safety, and learning for LGBTQ youth and immigrants and Muslim students who have been subject of frequent harassment the last couple of years in our state. Learn more by attending the September 15th Bullying Remediation Symposium here in Des Moines. Become an advocate for immigrants. Talk with your legislators about the value of immigrants to our communities, with your city council members to urge support for a welcoming city resolution, and your congressional representatives to save DACA. Contact your legislators and the governor's office to urge accountability for managed care companies and to restore cutbacks in nursing care, in nursing home inspections for our most vulnerable citizens. Privatization of Medicaid services in Iowa has left needy mental health disabled and elderly persons without the health, mental health care, and daily living services they need to function at the highest level possible, remain in their homes, and alive. All of these issues are women's issues, and it says a lot about who we are as a people if we don't attend and advocate on behalf of these issues. So my advice to you today is to use your voice. Stand up for justice and against hate and discrimination, no matter your age or how busy you are. When you hear hateful, hurtful speech, denounce it. When you hear love and kindness, compliment that person. It's the courage of small acts that make a difference. Iowa has a proud history of being in the forefront of the fight to advance equality and justice. Recent years have failed to keep it that way, but together we can change that and help bend the long arc of the universe towards justice. Thank you very much for this very honorable award.